Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Could there be another Kennedy in Congress? Joe Kennedy III, the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, confirmed today that he's giving serious thought to running for the congressional seat that's being vacated by Barney Frank. To get a sense of Kennedy's prospects, we called Paul Kirk, a longtime national political insider, a friend of the Kennedy family, and the person who held Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat in the year after Kennedy died. We started by asking Kirk if Joe Kennedy's decision to resign from his job at the Middlesex District Attorney's Office is a sign that this is a serious political pursuit, not just a half-hearted one.
I would assume the same thing. Joe is not a frivolous individual, very serious-minded. But the fact, after Congressman Frank, after his years in the 4th Congressional District, decided to retire from the Congress, I assume Joe looked at that and said this is a time to seize the moment.
And what defining political moments have we seen already in his life, if any, that give us an indication of what he might be like as a politician?
First of all, he and his brother managed Senator Kennedy's last senatorial campaign and was exposed through that to the Massachusetts political scene, did a great job as a surrogate candidate, traveling around, making an impression on people, a curious listener, learning for himself what is involved in this kind of an effort. And then I think in his own role that he played as an assistant district attorney in Barnstable County, that he was able to win the positive impressions of the lawyers, members of the bar, members of the bench. And then it goes without saying that Kennedy family, you know, their sort of reason for being, if you will, is to try to make a difference in people's lives, and giving back to one's community or one's country is very much part of the Kennedy characteristic, and I think young Joe embodies that.
You think this is a genuine commitment to public service on Joe's part?
His commitment to this, it's not about Joe Kennedy. It's about what difference he can make if he's elected to the people in his district or that make up his constituency. I think he's a very mature, but at the same time, you know, self-effacing young man who's well-grounded and is in it, I would say, for the right reasons. The other thing that I think is important to kind of note, particularly in the time in which we live, Sasha, is that the political atmosphere and climate has become, I'll say, toxic and somewhat of a turnoff for younger people. I think it's heartening to have someone of Joe's talent who, despite that atmosphere, you know, is willing to choose elective office and public life as a, at least for some chapter of his life, to make a difference.
Do you think the Kennedy name alone is enough to propel him into office, or will voters really be scrutinizing his ability to hold elected office?
The name recognition will create some curiosity. But it doesn't necessarily mean, by any means, that that's an automatic avenue to election. And if there's anybody that appreciates that fully, it would be Joe Kennedy. He knows he's going to have to earn the respect and trust and confidence of the electorate in the 4th Congressional District.
But he certainly will face some cynical voters who feel that it's another Kennedy and perhaps the Kennedy mystique has worn off. To what degree do you think that the name no longer has magic?
I'm not sure I ever believed it had magic. I think those who served, certainly Senator Kennedy, 47 years in the United States Senate, the magic came from hard work, understanding what the constituents of Massachusetts needed. And I think Joe Kennedy understands that's how it happens. This is how it works. It doesn't come automatically. You have to earn it by working as hard as you possibly can, listening and learning and winning people's respect along that score.
What do you think are the biggest liabilities for a Joe Kennedy III candidacy?
I suppose if there is a liability, it may be what you touched on, that there may be some folks who just, whatever their own reasons, may be tired of having a Kennedy in public life. But I think that Joe would quickly overcome that. And there are some who, you know, just for their own reasons, may never have been positive about the Kennedys and therefore aren't about to change their mind. But given what I know about the state and the people in the 4th Congressional District, they'll be open-minded about this and make their own decisions based on the talents of the respected candidates. And I believe that Joe will do very, very well.
Paul, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Kirk is a longtime friend of the Kennedy family who held Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat in the year after Kennedy died.